Star, Campground, Lodi, California, May 5th, 1908. Mr. Star, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. My dear brother, last night I seemed to be conversing with you and repeating to you the words of the Lord. You seemed to be listless and hopeless, and I said to you, "The Lord is willing to answer your prayers if you will believe in Him. His word is sure, a never-failing word. Accept His promises as your surety. The word of God is for you. You have a work to do for your individual self. You realize your weakness, and at times you see light in His light. It is your privilege to resist the temptations of Satan and to fight the good fight of faith. There is light and assurance for you in Christ Jesus. His sufficiency is to be your confidence. It is your privilege to have the strength of the one who has bought you with a price. Then, unite your weakness with His strength, your ignorance with His efficiency. United with God and heavenly angels, you have reason to take courage and to enjoy peace of mind. In God is your strength. He will impart power to you if you will believe His word. Look to Christ. Believe in Him. He is your health and your sufficiency. Lay hold upon this assurance. The Savior has promised to walk beside you, and in Him is life-giving power. Cling firmly to Him. Do not let go your hold. He promises, "Let Him take hold of my strength and make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. When others took advantage of you and permitted you to suffer the loss of means, you said, "The law of God forbids that a man go to law with his brother," and you would not have recourse to the law. In this time of trial, you made the word of God your counselor. Who gave you strength to do this? It was the Spirit of God working with your mind that impressed you not to go contrary to His word. You were given power to resist temptation. There stands in the books of heaven a page written for you and your wife, which records temptations resisted when you were made tempting offers as far as this world is concerned. If you would unite with those who were not of our faith, you felt that you dared not venture to run this risk. Who gave you wisdom to avoid the trap laid by Satan for your feet? Christ gave you the needed strength. The Lord is still to be your light and your wisdom. At times you feel pressed down as a cart beneath sheaves. At such times, let not Satan speak through you to your wife. When you allow your tongue to utter perverse things, you grieve the Lord. You should never give expression to thoughts such as you have spoken to your wife. Your life is not your own to do with as you please. The Apostle says, "Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. Therefore, give no expression to thoughts that grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not again voice the temptation of Satan that you will end your life. Such words cause deep pain of soul to your wife. When Satan tempts you to say such things, pray to the Lord, and He will deliver you from the power of the enemy. You have reason to believe that in the past the Lord has had a special care of you and has guarded you from the power of evil. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile. Gird up the loins of your mind, be firm, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation and godliness. Because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1, verse 13, 15, 16. In God there is power. In Him there is strength for you, if you will take hold upon it. In a time of weakness, God gave you strength to keep His word. You need to bear this in mind and learn to cast your helpless soul upon the One who in the past has kept you by His power. The Lord has wrought wonderfully for His people in the past, and He will do this again. Marvelous things did He for His people in the wilderness. He divided the Red Sea and caused Israel to pass over. He made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime, He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink, as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Read carefully the following words of David, recorded in Psalm 89, verse 8 to 19. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of thy strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid help on one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. My brother, you have a part to act in this life. Do not hedge up your own way. It is your privilege to feel that you have a part to act in the work of the Lord. Do not give expression to unbelief, but strive for the mastery over yourself. Begin now to work for yourself. I am instructed to say to you that what the Lord would have you do will doubtless bring weariness to brain and muscle. But let not this discourage you. Take physical exercise, that the muscles of your body may be brought into use. As you try to exercise, your muscles will at first become easily tired. When you feel tired, rest. And after you have rested, take hold again. You must use the muscles of your body if you would have your brain clear and healthy. You have no reason to think that you are worthless. You have understanding and intelligence. Speak encouragingly to your children. You can help them with their studies. You can be a help to both wife and children if you will. Seek to glorify God in your words and acts, and you will bring blessing to your family. Look up, my brother. Jesus loves you. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit by failing to recognize that the Lord lives. Your life has been graciously spared that you may cooperate with God. The Lord does not want the word He is speaking to you to fail to come to pass. He loves you, and He wants you to believe that He is able to heal you. I am glad that you are with Brother and Sister Cummings. You might be a real help to them if you would. Will you not come just now to the Lord and give yourself to Him? And let it be seen that He has not spoken in vain. How much of blessing this would bring to Brother and Sister Cummings, to yourself, and to your dear wife and children. I know that you can be and do all that the Lord has said concerning you, and you can disappoint the enemy. Cast yourself upon the one who has given his life that you might live. The Lord has given me this light especially for you, that you may be helped. You turned to me and said, Sister White, if I am permitted to call you this, has the Lord all this interest in me? I feel that I have lost my bearings. I am drifting without oar or rudder or compass. Will the Lord help me? I replied, Certainly He will help you. The Lord is very pitiful, and He would have you receive His blessing. Brother Star, do not let the enemy have his way. He presents difficulties before you because he knows that if you obtain the victory, your works will praise the Lord. It is your high privilege to triumph in God and bring glory to His name. Let not Satan bear you down. I call to mind one experience in my life when I was thrown into despair. My husband was brought to the point of death with the cholera. In my distress, I caught hold of him, drew him off the bed, and held him up before the Lord in prayer. People were dying from this disease all about us, but the Lord broke the spell that was upon my husband, and he was healed. The Lord will heal you if you will take hold of his strength and believe. Exercise faith before your dear children. Let your words and actions before them be such as to bring help and blessing to them. Cast away the temptations of the enemy and have faith in God. It is possible for you to come out of this terrible experience with a new song in your mouth. What a triumph this would be! O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Psalm 96, verse 1. I hold you up before God in the arms of my faith.